Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 7 Term 4 Staff Podcast. I got up early this morning, and due to the good weather, I went for a long ride. And at the end of the ride, the bike wouldn't stand up by itself because it was too tired. Thank you, everybody, who were involved in the Year 12 celebration on Monday night, and that was followed up with the Year 8 to 11 end of year assembly on Friday. Those events were obviously very well attended by family and friends of the school. We had a really positive problem at the beginning of the assembly on Friday in the fact that we had to go and get some more chairs from the hall. And there were also a number of families and friends standing at the event as well. So there was upwards of 110, 120 people visiting, as well as the student population and staff. So Monday night was full as well. So it was great to see the Nautilus with a whole pile of supporters of the school. And I appreciate all the time and preparation that went into that event as well. And it was a really great positive end for our Year 12s. Year 11 to 12 transition continues on Monday. I know that Leslie's called for an assembly during lesson 4 as well, so just be aware of any of the changes that are happening around that, and that will be another cohort of students that are finished for the year. I know a number of them are going to summer part-time work, and hopefully some of them will do some schoolwork over the summer break in preparation for their Stage 2 courses in 2020. Just a reminder that there is our final Governing Council meeting on Wednesday night. So if you've got anything from a staff point of view, please hand that to Mel and Tanya so that they can represent you. On Governing Council, you may be aware that the high school canteen manager's position is currently being advertised. That was in the Port Lincoln Times on Thursday, and I think it will get another run this coming week. If you know of anybody or you are interested yourself, please get in contact with Donna so that she can give you some more specific information. That position is being advertised for 12 months while the Governing Council decides the long-term future of the school canteen. But please spread the word to family and friends as well if you think that they might be interested as well, and again, getting them to make contact with Donna. The timetable for next year is currently being staffed, so we certainly have our Stage 1 and Stage 2 teachers allocated to classes, and the middle school should be pretty close as well. There are some blanks at the moment which we'll try and fill over the coming week, but get you some specifics from your curriculum leader, please, from a teacher point of view. Ancillary staffing for next year is currently happening, and we're working on that as quick as possible, and hopefully we'll have everything decided before the end of this year. And to finish off, I just appreciate everybody working right to the end. It's a very busy time, and I know I keep saying that. It seems as though it's busy, but busy with different things. Adding to that, there is a PE conference that is starting early Sunday morning and Monday as well. And I appreciate the time and effort that's gone in around that, and its direct link to the senior years with the changes over the PE course. So to finish off, I saw a press release this week that the US Secret Service have been instruction not to yell "get down" when the president is under direct attack. They have been instructed to now yell "Donald Duck." Have a lovely week, everybody.